Well, the announcement of my appointment by the Pope as a cardinal, first of all, my first reaction is, of course, gratitude to God, who is the source of all that is good, who alone gives everything. And I see it purely as God's grace, certainly not as a reward for any good action. I'm not the best archbishop in the world, and God has chosen me. So I thank God. And I also thank, of course, His Holiness the Pope, who has considered me suitable to be included in this very special group of church servants. It means, of course, that I have a kind of greater responsibility, not only for the elders of Abuja, but as a close collaborator of His Holiness to help to assist him or to work with him in his universal responsibility over the entire Church of God. Now, that is a major issue which I have to pray seriously about. Coming from a country like Nigeria, we have been doing our best to promote a dialogue, an apostolate of peacemaking, peace building, and dialogue with Muslims. This is because I personally believe that, not only believe, but it is my experience that the majority, vast majority of Nigerians want to live in peace, Christians and Muslims. We are all citizens of the same country. We have the same problems. We have the same difficulties. We, therefore, and above all, we have quite a lot of common grounds in terms of spiritual values, even moral principles. So it is not a difficult thing for us really to work together to tackle the problems that beset our nation. And I do intend to continue along those lines, especially as this is the line indicated by my church, by the magisterium of the church, starting from Vatican II to Ecclesia in Africa, and the magisterium of all the popes up till Benedict XVI. And I believe it is the will of God for us. All I ask of all my friends is that they should pray for me, that I may be able to do my work in simplicity of heart and humility of spirit.